Moon says he is open to a third summit with U.S. President Donald Trump, but he wants some assurances from the U.S. side. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has a report.
North Korea's leader says he's open to another summit with President Trump, but with conditions. Kim Jong-un wants Washington to offer mutually acceptable terms for an agreement to salvage the high-stakes nuclear diplomacy, and by the end of the year. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at a news conference in Paraguay was asked about the comments.
Chairman Kim made a commitment. He made the commitment to me personally no fewer than half a dozen times and to President Trump that he wanted to denuclearize. We have work to do, but I'm confident we'll continue to make progress.
Pompeo is on a four-country tour of Latin America. I'm Shelley Adler.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange remains in a British jail as a legal battle over his extradition to the United States takes form. Meanwhile, Australia, where Assange was born, says it is ready to offer him consular assistance, but nothing out of the ordinary. Here is VOA correspondent Phil Mercer.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Assange, who was born in the Queensland city of Townsville, will get no special treatment.
We support Australians in those cases by providing that consular assistance. So Mr. Assange will get the same support that any other Australian would in these circumstances. He's not going to be given any special treatment. He'll get the same treatment as everybody else. He'll get the same support as everyone else.
Campaigners in Australia consider Assange's arrest and possible extradition to Sweden or the US as a threat to investigative journalism.
That was VOA's Phil Mercer reporting. To stay on top of all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. You can also use the convenient VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Syria says an Israeli airstrike on a military site in the central province of Hama has wounded three Syrian soldiers today. The state news agency says several buildings were destroyed in the early